It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
I'll never forget the first time I had to clean a fish. I was in culinary school in Paris, France. We walked into the class and our instructor dramatically plopped a whole sea bass on my cutting board. Spoiled by the conveniences of supermarket fish counters, I thought, ooh, what in the world do I do with this? But thanks to my determination, I quickly learned how to gut, scale, and fillet that fish, as well as the successions of different seafood that came across my cutting board that week. At home, I'll probably never have to gut a large fish again, but I'm thankful for that education. I truly have an appreciation for fishmongers, and am so thankful that they are there to do that dirty work. I asked Robert Castillo, seafood supervisor at Whole Foods, to give us some advice on buying fish.
When you're shopping for a piece of fish, it's important to look at it and not really just use your eyes. I mean, you also need to utilize the rest of your senses too. So your nose, for example, it's really important for a fresh piece of fish to not really smell like fish. You also, for example, want to use your sense of touch too. Obviously, you won't be touching the fish, but watch as we touch the fish. You don't want a fish that's just going to fall apart as we lift it from the counter.
Robert also recommends choosing a seafood counter that has several fish deliveries weekly. Thanks to overnight services, most good markets get deliveries as many as 5 days a week. And this last tip from Robert is a great one.
If you get home and you decide that you're not going to cook that piece of fish that day, we recommend that you cook it within 48 hours.
This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Happy cooking!
Author Jennifer Chandler's latest book is called The Southern Pantry Cookbook. For this week's recipes and more, visit WKNOFM.org.